Dear friends, in accordance with many centuries of Jewish tradition, it becomes necessary on this, the most sacred evening of the entire Jewish calendar, for the rabbi who acts as the Shliach Tzibur, the representative of the congregation in leading their prayers, first to pray before the opened ark that he may be forgiven his personal sins before he is privileged to lead the congregation in their prayers that they be forgiven their sins. And will the congregation please rise when I open the ark and remain standing until the ark is closed at the conclusion of the opening prayer. Lord of all mercies, in awe and deep humility, I stand before thee on this Atonement Eve. In the midst of thy people who look to me to lead them, I approach the Holy Ark. I have erred and sinned. Forgive me, I pray thee. May my people not be put to shame because of me, nor I because of them. In this solemn moment, O God, I lift up mine eyes unto thee. Help me in the great task to which I have dedicated my life. Show me thy way and teach me to lead thy people ever nearer to thee. Help me to find the way to their hearts that I may win them for thy service. O Lord, my God, let me hear thy voice saying, be strong and of good courage. Give me strength, give me understanding, give me faith. For thou alone art my hope, O God, my rock, and my redeemer. Amen. We continue our service now on page 128 of the Union Prayer Book. In doing so, may I remind the congregation that our Kol Nidre service will be held not at the point indicated in the prayer book, but will, as has become our custom in the congregation, be deferred until a later point in the service. Great and holy God, who inhabitest eternity, thine everlasting arms uphold the universe and support the lowliest of thy creatures. In this solemn hour, we bring to thine altar humble hearts and contrite spirits. From eventide to eventide, we tarry in thy courts. We unite with our brethren of the household of Israel in penitence and in prayer, and turning away from worldly pursuits, we direct our souls unto thee. Thou who probest the heart and knowest our inmost thoughts, help us to examine ourselves in the light of thy truth. Let neither complacency nor sinfulness separate us from thy presence. life and light of the world. From of old thou hadst been our Redeemer. Thou art the hope of the prisoner in the dungeon, the help of the storm-tossed at sea, the guide of the wanderer astray in the desert. Free all thy children from the fetters of tyranny and oppression. Be near, we pray thee, unto the grief-stricken and afflicted. Endow us with renewed courage to face our tasks unafraid, and strengthen us to do thy will with perfect hearts. Out of the depths I cry unto thee, O Lord, listen to my voice. Let thine ear be attentive to my supplication. If thou shouldst mark transgressions, O Lord, who shall stand before thy judgment? But with thee is forgiveness, that thou mayest be loved. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they who watch for the morning, yea, more than they who watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. We turn now to page 132 in our prayer books and rise for the Boer Fu. The congregation will please then remain standing until the completion of the Shema.
Praise ye the Lord, to whom all praise is due. Baruch Adonai Hamvoroch Leolam Voeh. Praise be the Lord, to whom all praise is due forever and ever. Continue by reciting the immortal watchwords of our faith. Shema Yisroel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Voeh. Praise be his name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever. Redeemed Israel and saved him from arms stronger than his, so mayest thou redeem all who are oppressed and persecuted. Praised art thou, O God, Redeemer of Israel. Baruch ato Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avoseinu, Elohei Avrochom, Elohei Yitzchok, Elohei Yaakov. Ho'el ha-gadol ha-gibo v'hanoro, El Elyon, Gomel ha-sodim tovim, V'konei ha-kol v'zocher has-dei avos, U'mevi g'ulo livnei b'neichem, L'ma'an shemo b'yachavo. Zochreinu l'chaim, Melech Chofetz Bachayim, V'chosfenu B'seifa Chachayim, L'ma'an Cho Elohim Chayim, Melech Ozer U'Moshia U'Morgain, Baruch Atoranoi Morgain Avrohom. Eternal is thy power, O Lord, thou art mighty to save. In loving kindness thou sustainest the living. In the multitude of thy mercies thou preservest all. Thou upholdest the falling and healest the sick, freest the captives, and keepest faith with thy children in death as in life. Who is like unto thee, Almighty God, author of life and death, source of salvation? Who is like unto thee, O merciful God, who rememberest thy creatures unto life? Praised be thou, O Lord, who hast implanted within us eternal life. Thou art holy, thy name is holy, and thy worshippers proclaim thy holiness. We continue our service now on the top of page 146. Grant us peace, thy most precious gift, O thou eternal source of peace, and enable Israel to be its messenger unto the peoples of the earth. Bless our country, that it may ever be a stronghold of peace and its advocate in the council of nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship and fellowship among the inhabitants of all lands. Plant virtue in every soul, and may the love of thy name hallow every home and every heart. Praised be thou, O Lord, giver of peace. Our God and God of our fathers, pardon our transgressions on this day of atonement. Remove our guilt and blot out our iniquities as thou hast promised. I blot out thine iniquities for mine own sake, and thy sins will I remember no more. I have made thy sins to vanish like a cloud, and thy transgressions like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed thee. For on this day shall ye be forgiven and cleansed from all your sins. Before the Lord shall ye be pure. Will the congregation please rise? Will the congregation please remain standing until the choir has concluded this prayer? Let us read together. Our God and God of our fathers, let our prayers come before thee. Turn not away from our supplication, for we are not so presumptuous and stiff-necked as to say before thee that we are wholly righteous and have not sinned. But verily we have sinned. We have sinned, we have transgressed, we have done perversely. We have turned aside from thy commandments and from thy beneficent ordinances, and it hath not availed us. Thou art righteous in all that has befallen us, for thou doest justice, but we have wrought evil. What shall we say before thee who art on high, and what shall we recount unto thee who dwellest in the heavens? Dost thou not know all things, both the hidden and the revealed? Thou knowest the secrets of eternity and the hidden thoughts of every living being. Thou searchest the innermost recesses and probest the deepest impulses of the heart. Naught is concealed from thee, nor hidden from thine eyes. O Lord our God, help us to see ourselves as thou seest us. Make us conscious of our sins and failings. Cause us to turn from our evil ways. Give us strength to make amends for our wrongdoings, and grant us pardon for our sins. I shall now read the Al-Chet Shekhetonu in Hebrew. Will the congregation join in reading the corresponding line in English? Al-Chet Shekhetonu Lefonecho Beoner Uveratzon. Al-Chet Shekhetonu Lefonecho Begolui Uvasoser. Al-Chet Shekhetonu Lefonecho Bezodon Uvishgogo. Al-Chet Shekhetonu Lefonecho Bahar Hor Halev. Al chet shechotono lefonecho b'dibor peh. Al chet shechotono lefonecho b'chozek yod. Al chet shechotono lefonecho b'hilul Hashem. Al chet shechotono lefonecho b'zilzul horim umorim. Al chet shechotono lefonecho b'hono eis utzdias rea. V'al kulom Elohai slichos, slach lono, machal lono, kaper lono. God and God of our fathers, forsake us not. Let us not be put to shame. Lead us to the knowledge of thy law, that we may understand thy ways. Direct our thoughts to revere thy name. Incline our hearts to love thee, that we may return to thee in truth and sincerity. Forgive our sins for the sake of thy great name.